Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so I asked you if you could identify the TV show from the snippet of the theme tune. That's all I gave you. Lots of guesses came in. 087-4100-102. Things like Phone Jacker, says Guido in Mayo. No. A show is The A-Team, says Adrian in Cove. Also no. Dave, it's obviously Baywatch, which I started to rewatch with my own kids now. It's still awesome. I'm building up to a Knight Rider relaunch on Saturday mornings if I can get them out of bed, says Eamon.
No. Warning, Knight Rider didn't age well. It's terrible.
Is it Game of Thrones, says someone. Funhouse, The Equalizer, Bob and Mullingar. No. John Purcell and a few others got it right.
Is it Top of the Pops?
It's not Top of the Pops. It is this.
Is everything that was great about the 80s in terms of just like that American flash wealth, the clothes, Ferraris, those posters you had on your wall with blinds with light coming through and a sexy lady or a fast car.
As opposed to a blind on your window. I know Dermot will know it, but Eimear, have you any reference for what that music is?
Going on what Dermot said, I had thought Baywatch initially, but going on what Dermot said, I think it's definitely an 80s TV show, some sort of cop.
Yes.
Drama, like...
go on, you can say it.
Miami
Vice. Yeah,
Vice.
It is Miami Vice, right? So I saw...
Hang on. There was a shop in Limerick, Eimear, and it was called Junior Explosion.
Great name.
And I went in there, and it was just when t-shirt screen printing became accessible that could get your own hilarious thing. And I had, the main characters were Crockett and Tubbs in that show. I had Crockett and Tubbs on the front of my t-shirt in the gear, the 80s clothes they wore, except they were rodents.
And rodent Miami Vice.
And it said Miami Mice.
Nice.
Wow.
That's a t-shirt I would wear.
Well, I saw a YouTube video and went, eh. Like, just a suggested YouTube video, went, eh. It was like, stars in Miami Vice before they were famous. And I was like, eh. And I don't know why. It was 10 minutes long. I hit play. And I expected it to be like Batty Kiss Angel, Colin Farrell, and nobody else, right? I thought maybe like, well, actually, I'll just play. The first one was like, I was like, this is the level of star I expect.
You ought to take your act up there on the stage. I think the people would enjoy it. You got nothing on me. Nobody's going to snitch.
That's Michael Madsen.
Yes.
Right, that. So I thought, exactly, the Eimear's making the face of, I've heard of that guy.
He's a Reservoir Dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought it was going to be that level of person all the way through. Okay. Then the second person on the video is this guy.
Not everybody used it.
Not at first. Mason Mather didn't want his holy words and images traveling through the same microchips as the Bunny Channel.
Any ideas?
That, play it again. I thought I heard Matthew McConaughey at the start.
Oh no, forget the start. It's the main talk.
Not at first. Mason Mather didn't want his holy words and images traveling through the same microchips as the Bunny Channel.
Bunny sounds familiar.
That is Ben Stiller, right?
No.
And Ben Stiller was a swarthy, bearded, like chest open on the shirt, like jewelry guy going, he went down on the Bunny Channel. Like, he was some kind of cool hacker guy, but he was like super swarthy, right? Then I was like, okay, wow, Ben Stiller, I bet you no one else in this video will be good.
I try to tell you, fellas, I got the juice.
Bruce Willis!
What?
Before Bruce Willis was in Moonlighting, he was in an episode in season one of Miami Vice. Right? Then it goes on, and I'm like, wait a minute, this can't be true. Who was Don Johnson, Crockett or Tubbs? Crockett, was he?
Yeah.
Okay, Crockett says, oh, hang on, this is the wrong thing as well. Crockett says,
you're always this efficient.
Not always. Sometimes I come all undone.
Sometimes I come all undone. That's just Julia Roberts. That's Julia Roberts in a random episode in season two of Miami Vice, right? So I'm like, okay, come on, this is getting ridiculous. There can't be anyone else more famous. They managed to create, in fact, they predicted the future with this fella who got out of the shower and answered the phone. Why is nothing playing for me? Answer the phone.
Hello? They know about the beach. They know.
Who the hell is this?
Who's talking?
Hey,
her. Liam Neeson.
It is Liam Neeson. He's literally doing the Taken audition in Miami Vice 20 years previous.
Do you think he brought it in on the day? He's like, the role is mine, guys.
He has to have done that.
Let's listen to the Irish accent and the Diddly Idol music again.
Okay, well, I've done my usual, Dermot, and I've shut the thing down to move on to the next thing.
Closing files.
I have to close files to do it in the order that I can remember
you're
everything.
Not. You're tidying them up and putting them into folders.
I'm not.
Nothing
they're in
wrong
order.
Being niche, Dermot.
Okay.
Hello? They know about the beach. They know.
Who the hell is this? Who's talking?
Do you think by any chance it was a stereotypical Irish terrorist storyline?
Was that, no,
was that,
was
that, was that
never.
Any chance?
Yeah.
The beach.
And then you've got this fella whose voice you'll definitely recognise. I swear to God, computer.
No, that's not me. I don't make hits, I make deals.
Make one right now.
Okay, just let me breathe.
Oh, that's Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
I feel like he's in everything.
Maybe so, but like he's still Steve Buscemi. And this was the start of all of their careers, okay? And then I don't think you'll get who this is, but I could not believe this fella was in the TV show looking exactly like you expect him to look.
Think I've overloaded our circuits.
Pretty nice watches.
Yeah, likewise the pearls. They're God's tears, they are, you know. Yeah.
Phil Collins?
Yes! What? Phil Collins, at the height of his fame, he's just been in Genesis, he's just gone solo, and he's in Miami Vice as some kind of a jewellery guy. What is happening?
Do you think he was just like a massive fan and wrote in, like, please let me in your show?
Probably, but I want to see if people can recognise this voice, because you know this voice now. You guarantee you won't know his name unless you're a movie nerd, but you know this guy's voice, so you can give me the reference point for this guy.
The issue before us today, is there no redemption possible for a man who has made a tragic mistake? Tomorrow, mercenaries for hire, soldiers of fortune, or paid assassins?
Okay, have a guess on 087-4100-102 who that is. As I said, you can give me the reference point, you don't have to give me the guy's name, because I don't think you'll know his name. But have a guess. 087-4100.
What do you mean the reference point?
Like, I'm confused.
He's in something, and you'll go, he's the guy from...
He's a lots of things,
well, actor. No, there's one specific okay. Why we in Ireland will know. This you got to say, he's the guy from...
I think I know.
If you know, say nothing, because I don't want you to get it. I want you to guess during the song.
Pull down the microphones and I'll say it to you.
Okay.
Okay, go.
No. Okay, one more time.
The issue before us today, is there no redemption possible for a man who has made a tragic mistake?
Now, Irish people, we...
So specifically Irish people.
We know this guy from something now, and you can guess what it is on 087.
In a modern thing.
In a modern thing, yeah.
Oh, because I thought it was the voice of the guy from the start of the A-Team.
No, this is still Miami Vice. This is in Miami Vice.
Right.
This guy was in Miami Vice. Then he's in things, and I'm not expecting to know him from the other things he's in.
But we know him
in Ireland because of a thing now.
Okay.
So who is he?
The issue before us today, is there no redemption possible?
I was asking you if you could identify this American actor in Miami Vice.
The issue before us today, is there no redemption possible for a man who has made a tragic mistake?
From something... culturally relevant to Ireland today. He's the sunscreen song voice guy. No, that was Baz Luhrmann. Is it Michael Flatley? No, he's from The Simpsons. He's not. Cal Thomas, says Siobhan. Matt Cooper in the last word. Garth Brooks, Pat Kenny, Joey Fatone, Joe Rogan. No, but then everybody else realized that it is in fact this guy.
Brother, sister, son, daughter, husband, wife, significant other, brother from another mother, sister from another mister. If you're with 123.ie, your family can save up to 20% when they buy a new policy online. Your human family only. If you live together, you should save together. Twins.
Yes, the guy from the 123.ie is John Michael Higgins, who was in Miami Vice. I know him from things like, he did a load of those Christopher Guest movies, so Best in Show... A Mighty Wind. That Christopher Guest is the guy who did Spinal Tap.
Mm.
And then he did loads more movies in the 90s and the 2000s. And
he's
absolutely
very
brilliant.
Funny in those ads.
Yeah.
Naturally funny. He's not delivering any lines that are hilarious.
Yeah.
But he just seems to make everything he says funny.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Anyway, John Michael Higgins is his name. And he also was in Miami Vice. And then somebody said, am I imagining it? Or was Leonard Cohen in an episode of Miami Vice? I looked it up. Not only are you right, but he was in an episode of Miami Vice where he was playing a Frenchman.
Mais c'est toi?
On a trouvé Bundy aux États-Unis. Oui, elle a volé de morphine.
Elle a volé de morphine.
They stole it sounds like morphine. A Leonard Cohen song.
Leonard Cohen in an episode of Miami Vice.
Isn't it amazing about Phil Collins, you know, that just how uncool he was, that he could star and have a cameo in the coolest show on global television at that time and still not be cool.
Well, at the time, in his appearance, because I watched it this morning, he hadn't shaved his head yet to embrace his baldness. So he had that, you know, old man kind of like bit down the middle and two massive bald patches at the side and a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
He was full on mullet Phil Collins in Miami Vice.
And he used to put the mullet into a ponytail and have a kind of a rat's tail. Classic.
Anyway,
I know Emer's too aroused now to continue with the rest of the show.
That's Dave's World for today.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.